Four Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Indian Baseball. And no, we are not in the dugout, because if we were, we wouldn't be doing this game. But we are in the beautiful press box here at Montgomery Field at Eastview Park in Salina. And it's the opener of the Fort Recovery Indians travel to Salina to take on the Bulldogs. And a couple teams coming off kind of identical records last year. Indians 8-19 and Bulldogs 7-18. So Indians under first-year coach Kevin Eink. We get it going here today, folks. And a balmy 33, McNeil, when I come in here. 33. Ain't that beautiful?
I thought it was going to be all the way up in the upper 30s today.
Neil didn't even have his coat on. He's a man.
Well, we're in a heated press box.
It is nice up here. Yeah. This is a beautiful facility. And it doesn't get any better than this. If you're going to have an opener in cold weather, this is the place to be, folks. So we are we're about 5 minutes from the first pitch here, and Mr. Kalp's on his way. He says he's running a little late tonight. No excuses. Knock his pay, Neil.
Here's his excuse. He's working on our new press box at our new facility.
That's a lie. He's a liar.
Well, yeah, but that's our story. I don't care if it's a lie.
That's a good point.
That's the story we're sticking with.
It's good. That's a good point.
We're covering for him.
It looks like this, folks. Let's go over the lineups before we get started. Indians will be the visiting team today, and their lineup looks like this. Landon Post is going to lead off. And Landon's playing second base. I always say Will Holman. Why'd I do that, Neil? Troy Homan, center fielder, bats second.
I call him Ross regularly, so I almost never call him Brenna.
That's good.
Yes, it is.
That's good. Brock Dews bats third and plays third base. Cale Ramon, new addition to the Indian Ball Club this year, comes out of retirement. And he is batting fourth and playing left field. Bo Tins at first base. Bo, a stalwart down there at first for the Indians. DH will be Kendrick Wendell. He's taking over for Jackson Irwin, who gets the ball today in the opener. Big, tall right-hander. We welcome back Marcus Garkey. Marcus missed last year with I think he had an ace. He might have had a knee injury, I think.
Yeah, I think it was.
And I think so.
That's not good if you're thinking catcher.
Yep. And then we got Alex Deuce. Alex Deuce is playing shortstop for the Indians. And the right fielder is Riggs Toby. For Kevin Eink, first-year coach of the Indians.
That's a couple of sophomore infielders there.
That's exactly right. Let's look at the Bulldogs. Hi, Calpy.
Hello, Bobby.
How are you, brother?
Sorry, Bob. Dave, now I got you on.
Hey, good to hear you boys on the radio.
Leading off for the John Dorner. Dorner coming out of retirement to coach the Bulldogs.
Shocked me, man.
It is Brecken Andrew. Brecken's a senior. He's batting. Leading off. Nick Steinbrenner bats second. Dylan Feaster bats first base, bats third. Xander Jones, center fielder, bats fourth. Jax Hansen, batting right field, batting fifth. Carter Allstetter, D&H, and DH for Coach Dorner tonight. Max, I'm going to go Baumstark, sophomore.
Baumstark looks good to me.
First base. Blaine Eller. I'm going to go Aller. How about Aller? Let's do Aller. And Zach Gerber is a shortstop for Coach Dorner.
Man, he's young.
A break. Yeah, they're young. Let's take a break. We're going to come back with National Anthem and first pitch, Indians and Bulldogs on Fort Recovery Radio.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. you can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hey, it's nice to hear old Tin Cupboard back sponsoring Indian baseball. Calpy, and welcome to the game one, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been up to the Tin Cupboard a lot here, especially on Mondays. They got a nice little dinner up there for me, and Joanne does an awesome job up there, and always good to have her on the old radio for us, sponsoring us.
Absolutely. It's a new Indian coach in Kevin Eich, and I know that we had him on the Sports Talk last week.
Yep.
He's super excited about the season.
Well, you know, he's kind of young too. He's got some studs here, and let's see what he can do with them throughout the year. And I think it's going to be one of those years we want to get better every game. You know, we say that about every year,
sure.
but I think this is one of those teams that we should see a lot of improvement from today until we get into, you know, middle of May.
Yeah. Calby, you as an old baseball player, and weather like this, is there an advantage?
You know what? I look for a low-scoring game. I really do. I don't think there'll be a lot of hits. Talked to, like Derek Max today at work, and we talked about it, and I said, this wasn't my cup of tea to play in cold weather, and he said, oh, I hated it. You know, you get all bundled up, and you just don't feel like you're loose, and seems like you're slow to a ground ball or anything, so...
And the Indians got a new pitcher there, and Jackson Irvin gets the ball today. The wind is blowing out the left field. It is 33 degrees at first pitch, and it's going to be a fun one.
I talked to Wyatt Bay today, and he told me that Irvin was going to start tonight, and I said, well, how's he been throwing? He said, he's been throwing pretty good. He said, coach likes what he's doing, and he said he's going to give him the ball. And,
well, he's a good-looking athlete, about 6'3", and throws it hard. And if he can throw strikes today, I look for good things for the Indians. So let's get off to good one. Let's take a break. We got the national anthem coming up. And first pitch, Indians and the Bulldogs. Fort Recovery Radio right after this.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Miracle Lanes has two great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or 6 pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or 6 pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. When you or someone you love is discharged from the hospital and still needs additional medical treatment at home, Calp Pharmacy can provide everything you need, from IV medications and hospital beds to lift chairs, walkers, and bedside commodes. Visit Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. The Jay County Civic Theater will be presenting Moana Jr. this spring, and the auditions are coming up on Monday and Tuesday, March 28th and 29th, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Arts Place, 131 East Walnut Street in Portland. Callbacks will be Thursday evening, March 31st, and rehearsals will begin on Monday, April 18th. Auditions for this junior show with many cast members are open to anyone age 18 and younger. For the auditions, you will read some provided lines from the show's script, and you will also need to prepare about 30 seconds of one of the songs listed on their website, jcountycivic.com, and click on Get Involved, then Auditions. For callbacks, you'll sing songs and read scenes from the show and dance. If you aren't able to get to the auditions on Monday, March 28th or Tuesday, March 29th, you can make other arrangements by inquiring at jcountycivic@gmail.com or by contacting Director Reed Knuth or Assistant Director Rachel Werling. Make arrangements to get to Arts Place in Portland on Monday or Tuesday, March 28th or 29th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. for your auditions to be part of Moana Jr., which will be presented this spring.
The Fort Recovery Scio Designs Community Garage Sales will be held April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Registration for the garage sales is open until Saturday, March 26. Registration forms are available from any Scio Design member or go to our Facebook page, Fort Recovery Community Garage Sale, and download the form to your computer. Registration fees are used for advertising. All proceeds are used for community projects and improvements. Again, Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales will be April 21st through the 23rd.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Sorry, guys, I didn't let them know we were back on time here.
Well, we're back here getting ready for first pitch. Looks like the Bulldogs are out there getting ready for their opening day. And I'm telling you what, I'd like to see it. It looks like it's 100 out there, but it's actually about freezing.
It is 33 degrees, first pitch. John Dorner takes over for the Bulldogs, and count me, he has a Hall of Fame. I don't know,
he won over 300 games.
Yeah, he's won a lot of games, and Sly's got a good one, and Coach Dorner, and we've always ran into him and always been real polite to us at St. Henry, and Dorner's a good dude.
So. Yeah, he's, I kind of, I was shocked a little bit. I thought maybe he was done, but yeah. Hey.
You know what? It's just hard to say goodbye to stuff.
Once you get it in your blood,
yeah,
brother.
It is. Absolutely, it is. And Indians, Calpe, I'm sure that little butterflies for Coach Ike. Got to be excited.
Oh, I would say without a doubt, you know, and he wants to have a clean game. And, you know, it's a goal for every coach to come out, win their first game. And, you know, hey, we're going to have to score some runs. So hey, we'll see once what happens.
Give us a shout-out, 419-852-9201 if you're listening. We'd love to give you a shout-out to our listeners. We thank you for listening, and we got some great sponsors again this year. And Indian baseball, Calpe, so take over here. First pitch.
Yeah, here we go. Coming up to the first batter here is for the Indians. Going to be Landon Post. Landon had a nice year last year, Bobby, and you know, we was thrilled with his defense. He played great D. And he's starting to get that bat to work, too, towards the end of the season. And let's see if he can jump off to a good start. And he's followed by Troy Homan, outstanding sophomore. Last year he came in, did a lot of relieving as a pitcher. And we're going to need him on the mound again this year, too.
Well, Coach Ike talked a little bit on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee about the top of the lineup. And he's really excited about the Post, Homan, and then, you know, we get the addition of Cale Ramel.
Brock Deuce and Cale Ramel. It'll be interesting to see how Cale does this year. You know, he took a year off, and I hope he's seeing the ball real well, you yep. know, and giving it a ride.
I'm excited. Let's go. Yeah, play ball, buddy.
Let's play ball. Bulldogs doing their final round the old horn here. Back to the old pitcher. And pitcher tonight is going to be Quinn Andrew. He's a senior. They started a couple freshmen, too, Bobby, as you was going through that lineup. Got some youngsters out there, too. So Landon Post steps in. And here we go. First pitch, 2022. Gets a sign. Be patient. First pitch is strike right down the heart of the plate. Got pretty good little velocity on that ball, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
You been watching a little bit of the Reds preseason?
I've watched a couple.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of innings. And
I'm so disappointed.
I know. Here comes the second pitch. That's a hard hit ball down the first base line, but a little foul. A little tardy on that swing, but he got good wood on it.
Indians look a little different out here without the big Fee at first and Jared.
Yep, yep.
Is that Benny Homan? Is he?
Yeah, Benny. Yeah.
First base.
Coach Ike down there at third. And Benny Homan over here at first.
Now the 0-2 pitch will come forward here.
Swing and a miss. Got him. First K burger of the year goes to Salina. And here comes Troy Homan to the plate with Brock Deuce on deck.
Got a text here from the old first base coach right here. He said he has nothing but respect for Coach Dorner. And he thinks the Indians are going to have a good season. So, Big Fee, good to hear you, buddy. He's going to have some games with us.
Oh, I'm sure he will. And I sent a text to Jerry on the way here. And I said, I know he's in Pennsylvania. I said, why don't you turn on Fort Recovery Radio and listen to the old Indians. Comes the pitch. Swung on. Popped up. Looks like it's going to be fouled out of play down the left field line. You know, those coaches, they always have respect for each other, and it's nice for Harold to say something like that. And always good. Comes the next pitch. That was a little high.
balls and one strike right now to Troy Oman.
Troy heading to camp.
Your head coach, Kevin Eichhorn, now third biggest coaching.
Here comes a 2-1. Good eye by Troy. A little low. Three balls and a strike now. Look at Neil. Neil's coming in with three bags of corn.
He's unbelievable, ain't he?
Ball four, and we're going to have our first base runner of the night. Troy boy heading down to first. Base on balls. I'm battling a cold, but I'm getting better today.
You sound a little...
I turned that off. That thing was blowing right at me. It was like behind a jet airplane. That's the greatest eater I've ever seen. That one's low. Ball one. Troy boy down at first.
I can tell you got a cold. You got a little...
Yeah, I'm snotting around a little bit. But took a turn for the better.
Indians are getting beat 29-0 on the scoreboard. Going to be a tough time.
Swinging a miss right there by Ducey. Kale Ramel on deck. Kale's probably got a little bit of the jitters, you know?
Hey, congratulations, Kale Ramel. Third team All-State today.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he deserved it. He played well.
Yep.
Troy boy thinking about doing something here, you think? There he goes. Good pitch right there. Throw down to second. And Troy boy in there in time. So stolen base for Troy. Nice throw down there by the catcher. And a nice scoop, but a little bit tardy on that. And Troy boy now in scoring position with one out. Brock with a chance to drive in the Indians' first run of the year here. One ball, two strikes. Protect the plate here a little bit. Ooh, got him with a breaking ball, off-speed breaking ball, swinging a miss, and that's going to be strike three. So both outs so far here in this inning is coming in the form of the strikeout, and that's going to bring our cleanup hitter, Kale Ramel, to the plate with Bo Tin on deck. Swing and a miss. Good cut by Kale. A little high on it, though. Runner at second. Two outs. Top of the first inning. No score opening day. Indians and Bulldogs. I reached out there after that one. Chased that one. That was a ball. No balls, two strikes.
This kid's got a nice Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, he does. And he can throw that off-speeder, too. We saw that now against Brock. Comes the pitch. Ooh. Must have been a little bit outside on that one. One ball, two strikes. Brought him the heat. Bo Tin on deck. Troy at second. Two outs. Trying to hold him on down there. Here comes the pitch. Curveball.
Just missed outside.
Wow, that's two of them. That was, from where we're at, looked like that could have been ring him up, but must have been a little outside. Two balls, two strikes now. Kale battling back. Chasing Troy back down to the old second base back. Outfielder's playing shallow. There's a ground ball over towards third. Nice by the third baseman. Scoops it up. Fires over to first base, and that's going to do it for the Indians. In the top half of the first inning, they get a runner on. Nothing to show for it. We go to the bottom of the first. Indians 0. Bulldog 0.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the first inning. Indians now out there in the field for the first time this year. And it's going to be our sophomore, I believe. Sophomore, isn't it, Bobby?
Yep.
Jackson Irving out there on the mound. He is a junior. Marcus Garkey behind the plate. Bo Tin down at first base. Landon Post over at second. Alex Deuce at short. And Brock Deuce over at third out in the outfield. We have out there, we have Cale Rammel. Looks like he's out there in the middle. And then Troy Homan out in center.
Riggs Toby.
And Riggs Toby over in right field. Yeah, he does look like he grew.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's tall.
Well, it's important for him to throw strikes, get ahead of the hitters, not get behind, let his defense help him. We got good defensive team coming back this year, and we're solid up the middle.
Yeah, so we do have a really good defensive team here, and hopefully it works out well for Coach Hike.
Well, I know Brock Deuces did a hell of a job down there at third base.
Wasn't he good last year? Man.
Yeah. So here we go.
Quinn Andrew, first batter here for the Bulldogs. He's followed by Nick Steinbrenner. First pitch strike right at the knees. Good start for Jackson. Montgomery Field. Pitch number two. That's swung on and popped up. Looks like it's going to be out of play. Bo chasing it over, and that's going to be off the field. So Jackson gets up. No balls, two strikes quickly here. Bottom of the first inning. The Indians did get a run over to second. Got him in the scoring position. That's all we could do. Nice curveball right there. Swing and a miss. One up, one down. Quinn Andrew goes down. K-Burger.
Nice job, Jackson.
That's going to bring Nick Steinbrenner to the plate with Dylan Feister on deck. Feister. Can't have a better start than that right there. That pitch just a little bit outside.
He throws hard.
Yeah, he does. He's got some torque on that baby, too.
This is the greatest press box ever, but there's huge pillars.
Got to hold this thing up somehow.
Yeah. Speaking of pillars, how's the old Fort Recovery field looking?
Hey, starting to lay block today.
But don't tell me nothing.
Oh, our field looks good. But our press box, starting to, that's kind of the next step here, getting some block laid. So
will that thing be playable this summer?
Oh, boy.
No promises?
No promises there, yeah.
Because you're at the mercy of the weather.
Right? Well, there's a lot of things that go into that. And you know, the bottom line is, yes, we want it to be ready. The field will be ready, but I don't know if the dugouts and all that stuff will be done. That one's popped up. High fly ball. Looks like Riggs coming in from their outfield.
That way, Rigger.
And he makes the catch. So two up, two down for the Bulldogs. That's going to bring Dylan Feister.
I got a fee. I wrote it on the sheet, fee.
I know. I'm just trying to get a rise out of my boss.
Oh, that boy. Good job. Because he hates that when we mispronounce names.
I know.
I get letters.
Starting him early.
He gets letters.
First pitch high, ball one.
Actually, I'm not sure the last time I ever got an actual letter.
I'll send you a letter. That one's inside.
I can think of, you probably got some a few years ago.
Most of them were emails.
Oh, okay.
I don't get letters.
I was telling the boys before you got here, Compy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a ground ball hard over to Landon Post. Goes right through Landon. Took a tough hop there. It wasn't a tough hop off that turf, and Landon should have played that easily. And that's going to be the first error of the ball game. So Feaster goes down to first base on an E4. And now Xander Jones comes to the plate, cleanup hitter here now for the Bulldogs.
They were lined up to Westwood parking lot getting into Dunkin' Donuts today.
Really? Did they open today?
They've been open. Last week they opened.
Or did they?
Gary Raspberry, he don't like them.
Raz don't like Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
Yeah, he says he does.
Huh? You do? Oh. Maybe it's Pudge didn't like them.
I don't
or
like
Neil.
Them.
Neil don't.
I don't like them.
Neil don't like nothing. He can't make it home.
Well, I'm okay, but donuts give me
nice
heartburn.
Nice pitch right there. Steve Reich.
I just don't eat them.
Donuts give you heartburn. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I'm sorry, but that that is what happens.
I was awake all night with heartburn last night.
Don't
went
you
to
hate that?
Wings and rings.
Ooh. You didn't get the garlic fries, did you?
No, but I love them.
I do, too.
There goes the runner.
Good job, Jackson.
Hey, go. That's going to be a strike three. No reason to go down to second base, boys. And that's going to be four to the plate for the Bulldogs, and that's going to do it for the first inning. No score here. The Indians coming back up here in the top of the second inning.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps. Warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance.
All right, here we go. Top of the second inning. Going to be Bo Tin, Kendrick Wendell, and Marcus Garkey. First three batters here for the Indians. In the top of the second, no score. Curveball comes in there to old Bo. Mr. Dorner might remember about old Bo and his curveballs. Bo likes the straight one. There's a straight one. He gets a little batted. Going to be a tough play for the first baseman. He comes over, flips to the pitcher, and that's going to be out number one.
I guarantee that stung.
Yeah. Yeah, Big Bo's like, yay. It's going to go down 1-3 in the old book. 3-1 in the old book, by the way. Out number one, and that's going to bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate. How's the popcorn, boys? You guys are kind of Bogarting a little bit.
It's all right. You didn't get any?
Yeah, look at you. Spencer's got one hiding over there about 4 feet to my right. Bobby's got one just sharing wide open with Pudge. This one's popped up. Shortstop calling for it. And that's going to be out number two. Two up, two down. That's going to bring Marcus Garkey to the plate.
Popcorn's really good, Dave. You ought to try it.
It's good.
Copy. I see Daniel Patch down there, and not in uniform, and And you talk about a big cog in the Indians' lineup who's going to miss the season.
I know. I was just crushed when I heard that.
Yep. Well, he's a all MAC pitcher, and God darn it, hate to see that, but let's get him healthy.
I know. Hopefully, he has a good recovery. I don't know, the status of that one's fouled back to the screen. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he hasn't had surgery or anything, right? No, I mean, right. I haven't talked to Brian or anything. And
it was originally thought that he was going to have Tommy John. And then I heard that he didn't.
Something with a nerve?
Yeah.
Didn't Fee say something with a nerve?
Ulnar. Does that sound right?
There, I don't know. Ulna
is a bone in the arm. ULNA.
There's a ground ball up the middle. Nice play by the shortstop. Cherry Hop fires over to first base. Three up, three down for the Indians. And we'll go to the bottom of the second. No score.
That's a fast one.
That was quick.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
Who's Sly's AD?
All right, here we go. Bottom of the second inning. Indians coming up to the plate with Jack Hassan. And then Allstetter and Baumstark. It's pretty funny how the... this is B-A-U-M-S-T-A-R-K. And Bobby's got her spelled B-A-L-M-S-T scribbles. Scribbles K.
No.
No?
No.
So you think you could put all of that in that tiny little space they give you still be readable?
Here's what happened.
I got to get to the bottom of this.
I was copying off Neil's phone. He got the lineup from somebody.
Oh, well, you ought to see.
And his phone is like cracked in 19 places. It's a flip phone.
When Neil fills out the book.
He don't do it anymore. He got tired.
I've never seen like that in my life.
Hey, I got the shakes.
I've never seen
I got them too.
Two balls, no strikes to Jack Hassan.
I was just telling these guys earlier, though, but the doctor told me it's not Parkinson's. So
perfect.
So that's good. Comes and goes.
That one swung on and fouled back over the catcher's head. Marcus Garkey's saying, hey, now. Back to the screen. Two balls and a strike.
Both pitchers been able to throw strikes so far, Calby.
Yeah, so far. Keep that arm warm.
What do you think you can get out of your starter? First game of the year, third day, get four? Would you be happy with?
I'd say you'd want to go pitch count rather than
say 50. I mean,
I was going to say 60, but yeah.
Oh, good curve, just misses.
Yeah, I see the ball leave his hand, and then I miss it for about 30 feet, and then across the plate.
I can see left field foul pole.
Big pitch right here. Got him right there swinging. Fouled back to the screen.
I can see almost everything until you get to second base.
Three balls, two strikes.
From our dugout all the way to second base, I can see everything.
This is the greatest opener you could have, though, when it's 30 degrees out.
Oh, right, man, we froze over here one year.
Yeah.
Here comes a payoff pitch from Jackson. Got him swinging a miss. Nice job, Jackson, to battle back on that one.
Yep. We had
strikeout number three for him.
That year that we froze – We had a heater in here.
Raz kept blowing the breakers.
And it blew the breakers, so I had to turn it off because he didn't have a PA.
Still mad at him.
It's 40 degrees warmer in here than it was that day.
Oh, a lot warmer.
This so is, cool. When you think about
so cool.
The perfect, how they did this. They got a batting cage underneath here.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is. They got restrooms. They got the whole nine yards down there. It is really top, first class.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Now, this got hit with the tornado, right?
Yep. That's how they got some building. Of the insurance money to that helped out doing it. Wonder who they had the insurance with. Saline Insurance, of course, it's Montgomery Field.
Is that right, Spencer?
Well,
is that common knowledge?
Pretty surprised if they had it through somebody besides Saline Insurance, if it's Montgomery Field, Montgomery family.
That owns Slinum Insurance?
Insurance.
All right, I'll give you that. Paid for There's a ground ball down foul down the third baseline.
They paid for all the turf and a whole bunch of other stuff. And
I do like the turf.
Flat downstairs. Yep.
You like it or not?
I think it looks awesome when it's new, and it's not looking the greatest right now, but it's all right. And obviously play.
Job, Jackson.
Jackson Hobbs pulled the string on that one. Nice Uncle Charlie on that one. Two up, two down.
Jackson Hobbs would be a tremendous addition to this team.
Did I say Jackson Hobbs?
Yes, you did.
Jackson's going to get a lot of that this year, yeah. I can tell you that.
Yes, he is. And sometimes, if it helps any.
One problem is he looks just like him.
Well, maybe that's what it is. Yeah. I don't know what it is. But
he goes by Hobbs.
He's now, what, 24?
Yeah.
There's a ground ball nice over job. Towards. Oh, this is going to be a tough play now. Landon's going to have to come up and do it, and he does.
Nice play.
Wow, I tell you what, Jackson needed to stay with that. And then Landon came up, picked it up, bare hand, flipped over to Bo. Three up, three down. And we're through two complete. No score here at Salina.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Covey.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
All right, here we go. Top of the third inning. Back here at Montgomery Field, Indians going to go 8-9-1. Alex Deuce, Riggs Toby, and Landon Post, first three batters. Indians looking for their first hit. This ball game. Taste one high, Alex did. Got him one up there at the old chin and thought he better swing at it. Tough one to lay off. Finds himself in a hole now. No balls, two strikes. Ooh, nice curveball right there. Just a bit outside. Quinn Andrew throwing pretty good pitches so far, and so is Jackson Irving. Alex gets a hold of one, takes it out towards left field, line drive right at him. Just had to move a couple steps to his right. Hardest hit ball of the ball game right now. Alex go down with an L7 in the old book, and that's going to bring Riggs Toby to the plate. You know, Riggs came in last year as a freshman, Bobby, and had to take over the catching duties. And you know what? He did a pretty dang good job.
He did, and you can tell he's a hard-nosed kid. And,
you betcha. He was. He worked his butt off, and then, you know, he played good basketball this winter, too.
Yep.
He really grew. Didn't you think he grew? I mean, I felt like he was...
I mean, he's 5'9".
I thought he was 3 or 4 inches taller than he was when he played baseball by the time he played basketball. What, am I crazy?
He is taller than his dad.
I haven't hit the end of his bat. That's going to go down as a strike. One ball, one strike, now to Riggs. Landon Post on deck. Landon struck out his first time up.
We're back in action Thursday night, right, Spencey?
Friday.
Friday? We're off all week?
Yep.
Where are we at Friday, home?
No, we're at Mississinawa and then at Crestview on Saturday for one game.
Crestview. We're starting a mess right there. Games.
Yep.
That's dumb.
Okay. I haven't been back to our field. Have you been up in our press box?
No, I keep needing to go up there and make sure. I don't know what I did with the... I was thinking I did something with the stools that were up there, but I don't have them anymore, so they must still be up there.
Curveball high.
I've never gotten them out of there. Because I was thinking we'd never get back in there. Here's, I think this is our schedule here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that softball, baseball should be under it, or Bubba might have the baseball schedule.
I got nothing, boys. Right underneath
so
you.
We're playing Anzoni tonight. Softball schedule, huh?
Yeah.
Swing. You know, struck out looking right there for Riggs Toby. He goes down with a KL.
At Anzoni.
They are not playing.
Oh, they canceled?
Yep.
Girls softball is not
virtually
playing.
Everything for miles around is canceled except for this. And we're also playing. Our JV is, instead of playing at Fort Recovery, is playing across the woods over there at Eastview Park.
Really?
Yep.
Nice start right there. Nice pitch by Quinn Andrews. Breaking ball in there on Landon Post right across the old, just kind of bent him at the knees for strike one. Two down here. Top of the third inning, no score. Fastball a little high right there. I wanted to watch Hunter Green pitch a little bit the other day, and I missed it.
He gave up two hits. I think he gave, no, you had three hits. One was a Texas leaguer. Struck out three. Didn't give up any runs. He's going to have a shot at making rotation, I think. It's going to be, I don't know. I don't know if they'll bring him up, start out with or not. But
well,
Lodolo's a no doubt. He could be number one. Huh?
Well, I saw that they...
Castillo, Lodolo, Molly.
Molly.
Gutierrez.
Gutierrez?
Yeah.
That one's down a little low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. About a little two-out bingo here one time.
There's actually quite a few people sitting out there.
Yes. Loyal fans.
There's a ground ball over towards the third baseman. He scoops it up. He fires over to first base. And that'll do it. Three up, three down. For the Indians, we'll go to the bottom of the third. Still no score here in Montgomery Field.
Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kalb Pharmacy can help you adjust your home with our home safety program. Our certified aging-in-place specialists can provide a needs assessment, and we also install ramps, grab bars, and bathroom stability aids. To learn more, call Kalb Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Wayne Street Market has your solution for Lent. Every Friday during Lent, they'll be serving their famous fish dinners for $8.99, which includes three pieces of freshly fried fish, your choice of two side dishes, and a roll. And you can also get their family fish dinner, which is a full pound of their freshly fried fish, your choice of 2 1-pound side dishes, and four rolls. Be sure to call ahead and place your order at 375-2865 so you can avoid the lines and to be sure they haven't run out of fish that day. Make Wayne Street Market your Lent headquarters every Friday during Lent.
Hello.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have...
Yep. All right, here we
Finish
go.
Finish that commercial for us, Dave.
Well, that's an old commercial. That one's popped straight up in the air. Looks like Jackson's going to come over and make a play on it, and he does.
Yep.
One pitch, one out.
One in books.
Pitcher's glory, but that advertisement, yeah, we've got more than one home up out there now, and I hope to get her filled up here shortly, that's for sure.
I got a little text here from Brian Patch. He said, Daniel's surgery is April 19th. He has his ulna nerve damage, born with his nerve going in front of his elbow versus going behind it.
Ooh.
So they're going to move that baby, and he hopes to be back, begin to throw in June. So so that's better than the Tommy John and the other, but
no doubt about it.
For baseball. And get well soon, my friend. He's going to be he's a great kid. Chris.
Yeah, he is.
Great kid,
yeah,
great family.
Swing and a miss right there.
Boy, Jackson Herman looked tremendous so far.
So far, so good. He's in front of this batter. No balls, two strikes. That one's in the dirt. Nice block by Marcus. Looks like we got Zach Greber.
Greber.
Another sophomore here for
There's
Coach
a lot
Jordan.
Of young kids in this
game. Yeah. That one swung on and hit out towards right center. Riggs coming in, makes a routine catch. And that's going to do it. No, that's two outs.
Two outs.
F9. So now we go back to the roll of the top here to Quinn Andrew, the head pitcher here for the Salina Bulldogs tonight.
Press box pretty full tonight. We got WCSM, Ron Brunswick sitting here. We got the Daily Standard sports editor. We got Gary Raspberry in-house. And we got a Toledo Rocket down there, their baseball cap on. And the PA, scorekeepers. Looks like the school board's having some issues. It keeps going off and on out there. I think they got a little electrical issues.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you say that because I thought I was having a little bit of eye trouble.
Well, maybe you have a stroke.
I looked out there. I'm like, wait a minute.
I didn't
swear to God that was just a second ago. That pitch is low. One ball, one strike. That one's outside. Two balls and a strike now to the leadoff guy, Quinn Andrew.
Come on, make a hitter out of him, kid.
Former coach Jerry Kaup chimed in, said he's listening to the boys, wishing them good luck.
Where's Jerry at?
Jerry's in Pennsylvania, I believe. He's out there visiting his
boy. I saw him this morning at the pharmacy. So did they head over there, maybe?
Oh, no. Actually, no. I guess he's back in town. There's a ground ball foul. He was in Pennsylvania.
Well, I hope he didn't come back because of an emergency. But,
no, I don't think so.
No, probably not. He has extremely good employees that know as much about doing that now as he and Lori ever did because they've been there for decades.
Got a bunch of employees, don't he?
Yeah.
I heard he's got a couple of van drivers that are a little on the
Well, one for sure, left-hander. Ball four. Ball four. Lost him there on that pitch right there, and good eye by Quinn Andrew, and he's going to go down with a base on balls.
Second base runner for the Bulldogs.
Yes, sirree. First one reached on an air. And now Nick Steinbrenner comes to the plate. Nick flew out to Riggs Toby his first time up.
Now you think this is Scott's
ball? There he goes right off the bat.
Yes, it is.
Big throw by Marcus, and it's a little wide down there to Alex, and that's going to be a stolen base. And now the Bulldogs with a chance here with two outs to drive in the first run. Do I think who is?
The catcher.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that it is. The umpire told me that earlier today.
Is the umpire, was that Dave Tobin behind the plate? Hello, Dave Tobin.
Yep.
Good old boy. I don't know who's doing the bases.
He wasn't sure who he was going to be with. Oh, I think that's Jack...
John McSherry. Jack Aldershue.
Himmelgarn.
Jack Himmelgarn.
Yep.
Kind of oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I wouldn't pay any attention.
He's from Coldwater. Yes. Yeah. He's a young boy.
Yeah, he's really good.
All right, Jackson, don't worry about that runner. Let's get you out here with two outs now. Focus on this batter. You can get him.
Infield, knock it down. Let's make him get two hits.
Yeah, one ball, one strike here. Know what you're doing with the ball, boys. Know what you're doing with the ball. Nice little pickoff play right there, and actually a pretty good throw back to Landon. And
yep,
he was back in time, but he put the ball right where he needed to. That's a tough throw across your body like that.
Come on, kid. You and Marcus here.
Go, Jack.
Marcus Garkey back here, and now the pitch on the way. That's high. A little high and outside. Two balls and a strike now.
Don't feast any on deck, Circle. Senior third baseman.
See, Pudge gets the name right.
Yeah.
Well, he's not trying to get Neil mad.
Oh. Stretching
in Jackson Irvin with a 2-1 count. Big pitch right here. Don't get behind him. 3-1. Big strike right here. That was in the dirt. Nice job by Marcus. Throw him out, Marcus.
Oh, no.
So, he'll skip her into Marcus. Marcus comes up. The runner goes down to third, and he throws the ball wide of Brock Deuce on the foul line side of third base, and it gets past Brock, goes out to left field. Cale picks it up, and the run scores. So, the first run comes in unearned. After a walk, he stole second, went to third on a, not really a pass ball, just a bobbled ball, and then scores on the throwing error by Marcus Garkey. So 1-0 ball game now. Bulldogs strike first, Bobby.
Yeah,
now we got to get back.
I think it was a delayed steal, I think it was, and Marcus just threw it wide down there to third base, and
there's a ground ball coming back over to
you knew that was going to
Jackson Irvin. Jackson comes up, fires over to Bo Tin, and that's going to take care of things for the inning. But the Indians fall behind here 1-0. They pick up one unearned run here in the bottom of the third inning. We'll go to the top of the fourth. Indians down one.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
All right, we're back here up in the press box here. Fort Recovery in the Salina Bulldogs. Bulldogs get a run in the bottom of the third on an unearned run it is. And Indians need one to get even, and they're going to go 2-3-4. Troy Hillman, Brock Dews, and Cale Rammel. Indians with a base hit. Yeah, they've hit a couple balls hard, but for the most part, nothing to show for it. So here's Troy, number 11. He did reach on a base on balls first time up. Quinn Andrews has been tough so far, Calpe. So a lot of strikes making, and you said that's inside.
You know, I was just thinking about that. You said, you know, can we get four innings out of him? No, I don't think this young man's threw many pitches.
No.
And I'm not sure Jackson has either.
I agree. It's been a great pitched game so far through three. That's a cuts a corner, 1-1. Troy Holtman, sophomore, comes from a family of pretty good athletes and championship family with Todd and Michelle. And we've had fun following those kids. There's a ground ball hit to shortstop, or to second base. Second baseman up, fires at the first, one up, one down. So here's Brock Dews. Brock struck out swinging first time up. Cale Ramo on deck.
What's Troy Boy got on his back there?
Hand warmer. I think you spin it around when you're out. But keep your hands in.
Well, that's pretty
amazing
groovy.
What they do. It is groovy. Super groovy.
Ross wouldn't wear one of them.
No, Ross wouldn't. He'd been out there in shorts.
Willie wouldn't wear one of them hand warmers.
Curveball for a strike.
Todd wouldn't.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been. He'd been sitting in the car.
He would.
No, he would never come out. Yep. Here's the 0-1, another curve. That's a strike.
I know Todd was down in Florida watching Brennan play a little softball down there in the spring. I don't know how they're doing so far. I think they actually got smoked one game.
There's a line foul. Handcuffed him.
Who did Todd tell me they played? Somebody tougher than nails.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, Brennan transferred to St. Francis, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's living up there with Paige Fort Camp, and I think my niece is going to be living up there with them. They're moving in. Paige Ben.
That's how a fun crew. Is that?
Yeah, absolutely. 0-2 to Brock Dews. One out here in the top of the fourth. Indians losing 1-0. There's a curveball. It's high. One ball, two strikes. Indian baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. It's good to be back, folks.
Well, I tell you what, we could just get one. That fielder's in, man. So is the center fielder.
Yeah, wind's blowing out the left field.
I know.
But
not carrying too good.
No.
It's 33 degrees.
Come on, Doozy. There's a grounded off his
tough
foot.
Play.
It hit his foot, but I think he's got a ruling here from the. I think he's going to talk to the base umpire. I think whatever off his foot. I think they're going to let him. That's going to be a foul ball, I think.
Call him out.
Oh, my. Missed that one.
I did not see it go off his foot, Bobby, but.
Well, Brock, he acted like it went off his foot. It sure looked to me like it did. But 2 outs now, and that will go 1-3. Here's Cale. There's a fly ball center field. Hit well. Center fielder got a beat on it, though.
Man, right
and he
at
makes him. A catch. Hit well. In the inning, no runs, no hits. I didn't do very good counting my half of the third.
Now you got to hold them. You got to hold them to a USAG.
After 3.5, the Bulldogs won. The Indians nothing. I think Tiger's going to play in the Masters.
Why, have you heard something?
He's going. It starts next week. I think he's going to play. Who's that? Tiger. That's unbelievable. They had a video of him walking the medalist course yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's what it was. I knew something was out, but I didn't see
it.
I watched a little bit of the match play over the weekend. And Scotty Scheffler now number one player in the world, Bobby.
Scheffler's
playing really well. Yep. You seen Duff that one in the sand trap?
You ain't kidding.
Oh, look at this. Spencer brought my own popcorn.
Spencer, you don't miss a beat.
Did you see Scheffler?
Huh?
Ryan Stallman bet, he had $11 left in his hit his four. So he bet four dogs Friday night. Bet St. Francis to win.
Yeah, we're still talking.
$11 bet.
Oh. Bobby's talking about a NCAA. We're still on the air, Bobby.
We on?
Yeah.
Was we on the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah, you were talking about Ryan doing an $11 bet. What would you bet on? NCAA?
Yeah. He bet St. Francis to win the other night. Not like yesterday, but their game Purdue.
St. Peter's. Really?
Yeah. He bet $10 and won $511.
No way.
Yes, he bet a four-team leg. That's crazy. Neil, you got to tell us when we're on.
He was getting me popcorn.
Oh, well, that's more important.
I wasn't here. I was getting my lunch.
They got a lot of banners here, don't they?
Yep.
I got a bunch of them up here right now.
Yeah. I'm going to guess those are Mariner sponsors.
All right, so here we go. Bottom of 4, 3, 4, 5. It's Feaster, Jones, and Hassan.
Feaster.
Jackson. Irwin.
Let's go out there.
And number 4. There's a ground ball. Brock Dews. High hop. And that's going to be an infield single. I'm going to give him a base hit on that.
Yeah, it kind of came up on him a little bit. Came off the heel of his glove.
Oh, it's hit hard.
Hardest ball we had so far, I believe.
Yeah.
Bud gave him a hit, too. What did Raz say? First hit of the game.
That is the first hit of the game. Here's Xander Jones. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. He gets the out at first. He looked at second. It was going to be a bang banger. I think he made
the
right choice.
Yeah, probably a good call. I don't know if somebody called him off and said go one. I'm not sure, but if he'd have turned, he'd have had to fire that baby. It would have been close.
So that's 1-3 if you're scoring at home and a sacrifice. Here's the left-hand hitter, Jack Hassan. Jack struck out first time up.
Did you bring your fishing poles along? Maybe we stop and do a little fishing at the lake after?
I did not bring them, but I'm ready if you're, yeah. Boy, we had at the Elks this week on Friday, and it was tremendous fish.
Is he making his smelt?
This Friday's smelt.
Did you try them the first time?
I loved them.
You did love them.
I did. I couldn't believe how much I liked them. Yeah.
They're just little boogers, right?
Yeah. On Friday afternoon, I had, for lunch, I had stopped at Wayne IGA, had some fish up there. There's only about 200 people in there getting fish. So I waited in line right at 45 minutes.
Well, we got
a balk. We got a balk. Moves the runner now over to third with one out.
Jackson going off trying to see what's going on here. And
yep.
I don't know if he. Not sure what he did. I wasn't paying any attention. Got talking
about.
Well,
you know,
fishing.
young kid here, and you know, he's got a little nervous, and
well, he asked the umpire.
Yep.
Showed him.
He did the right thing.
Yep.
There's a ground right back to him. Nice job. Jackson Irwin, nice job, buddy.
It's a big out right there.
Yeah, that was a hit right back on one hopper.
Don't relax.
Here's Carter Allstar, the DH. He struck out first time up. So now there's two outs with the runner at third. That's a big run, Cowboy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's a big run out there.
Plus, it'd be a momentumer if we can get out of here. There's a base hit left field. Two out bingo. Scores Feaster. And the Bulldogs now lead it 2-0 on an RBI single by Carter Allstetter. Here's Mark Baumstetter. So,
I got a feeling we'll see a new. Yeah, I see. I got a feeling we'll see a new pitcher here for the Bulldogs here in the top of the fifth.
You think? Maybe am I warming up or not?
No.
You just got a feeling.
I thought I heard some balls down here in the back, like they're warming up back here behind us.
There's a check swing right back to Jackson Irwin. Gets up, throws it to first, and he gets him. In the inning, they get a run on one hit, on two hits. And through four, the Bulldogs, two, the Indians, nothing.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Every
you tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Go. Indians now got to get a couple runs back here to scratch things back to even. Quinn Andrew back out on the mound. I'm a little shocked by that, but he hasn't thrown many pitches, Bobby. So,
nope.
You know, I can see what Coach Dorner's thinking here.
He's been throwing good. Our first hit.
We need one. Bo 10 up to the plate, followed by Kendrick Wendell and Marcus Garkey. First three batters for the Tribe here. Trailing by two. First pitch right there at the old waistline for strike one.
Back to Bo 10. Ground out to first baseman Max Baumstark, his first time
out. Indians don't have anybody warming up either that I can tell.
Nope.
That was a little high right there. One ball, one strike.
Come on, Bo. Come on, kid.
One ball, one strike to Bo 10. Kendrick Wendell bats next. Slide at two.
Benny Homan down here at first base. Wanting a little action down here. What's Benny do? Where does he work at? Mommy, you know?
I don't know.
That one's in the dirt. Two balls and a strike now. Yeah, I don't know either. That was good quality seeds, though, that got us tonight, didn't it?
It's also pizza night here.
Yeah.
Slice of pizza for a buck or something.
Yeah.
Really? They have promos every game.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Nice cut by Bo 10. Gets a piece of it, knocks it back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes.
They did make sure to let me know this was Pizza Hut pizza.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yep. So what flavor, what pizzas do you have? Pepperoni from Pizza Hut.
You can't beat Pizza Hut pizza. Thin crust.
Thin crust I like.
Yeah.
I like Pizza Hut pizza, but I can probably name 10 that I like better pretty quick. But
ooh, nice job by Bo hanging in there. Chased that one to foul it off and wreck it.
I need to have some action down the bullpen, Copy.
Yeah, yep. I can see that down there, but I can't tell who that is. Number... He turns around for me. Maybe it would help me. Starts with a one.
Shout out to Kanapke family. Sam and the boys listening back home.
All right.
They said they are ready for another season of Indian baseball. So
sweet.
Man. Haven't heard from Kathy Etzler yet.
Oh, she got to be listening,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guarantee it.
They might even make the trip up to Crestview on Saturday.
Yeah, they're usually up there.
Noon start, one game.
Is that a doubleheader Saturday?
Nope. Noon start, one
nice
game.
Nice job, Bo. Hang in there. You're on him. Swung on and found back to the screen. Three balls, two strikes. Bo making Andrew work in this first out here. The top of the fifth inning.
We do have two doubleheaders, Rushi and South Adams.
Who's South Adams? Where's that one at?
That's at our place this year.
Hey, don't forget, we got the Wing Fest. Mac Wing Fest is coming up. I got to give a shout out Roland Moeller. He always runs that. He was in Fort Recovery yesterday.
Is that the guy we always see at New Bremen?
He was at St. Joe, Legion, and the Bull and I trying to the wings out and looking to get some Fort Recovery representatives in the MSC Wing Fest at New Bremen Legion. 6-7
here for the Indians. Bo making him work. He's fouled off about four or five pitches here, and I'd like to see him get on base here. It'd be great to get our leadoff man on. Still hanging in there. That's going to be foul.
Hell of an at-bat right
here. Yes, it is. Is that Alex Deuce out there warming up?
Is that it? Yeah, it could be.
I'd like to see him turn around one time. I thought it was number 12 one time when I saw it. That would be Riggs Toby.
That's too short for Alex.
Riggs Toby, maybe?
It can't be Riggs. You said he grew 9 inches. Number 11.
Troy Hellman.
Troy Hellman. There you go.
Doesn't look like Troy Boy out there, though.
Well, you don't have his hand warmers up.
All right. Nice job, Bo 10.
Bo 10, bat of the game so far.
Yes,
nice
sirree.
Job.
That was at least
10
could have been 10, 11 pitches. Absolutely. Leadoff guy on now for the Indians. Tying run at the plate and Kendrick Wendell.
Here's Kendrick. Kendrick got some pop in his bat. Give one a ride here, buddy.
Been watching him bat here now for about going on. This is our third year watching Kendrick.
Kendrick's 23.
He is as old as, what was the guy that played for B.J. Walder from?
Yeah, Marion Local.
Marion Local.
Wide receiver, yeah.
Dude graduated, he had gray hair.
Yep. Played 14 years for high school football.
Never seen like that.
328 to left. That'd be perfect. 360 to the gaps.
I'd like to see him tied up. There's a hard ground ball over towards the first baseman. First baseman fields it clean. Bo goes down to second. So Kendrick does advance that runner. But he'll go down three unassisted for out number one.
Come on, Marcus.
And that's going to bring Marcus Garkey to the plate. So Marcus Garkey been doing the catching duties here tonight. See what this young man can do with the stick here. Marcus had an ACL tear last year, Bobby, and had to sit out.
Now, who would his folks be?
That would be Jake's boy, I believe.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Popped up back over the screen.
No gloves for this boy either.
Marcus ain't got a hand warmer. Just saying.
Yeah.
Jack Austin out in right field.
Of course, if he had one, he'd probably be wearing it.
Yep, probably.
Jeez. Runner at second, Bo 10. Here comes the pitch.
Good curve.
Got him with the curveball, and that's going to be another swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes to Marcus Garkey. Big Bo out there at second. Indians trail by two. Top of the fifth inning. Be nice to get one back right here, folks. Be nice to get one back. That one's a grounder back to Quinn Andrew. Quinn goes over to first. Bo goes down to third on that slow roller. So now 90 feet away, the Indians' first run. Marcus goes down 1-3 for out number two. And that's going to bring Alex Deuce to the plate. Alex actually hit.
He hit the hardest ball in that game.
For the Indians, yeah. He hit a rocket out to the left fielder who happened to be just standing in the perfect spot. So I'd like to see Alex tee off again one time and find a gap.
When Andrew from the stretch looks into Nick Steinberger, who's pitched a breaking pitch.
Well, if Alex can get one in a gap somewhere, he's got long legs. He could get a couple of bases before they could get to the ball.
Well, he can definitely run. I just need to get him one in play here.
Yep.
Long legs does not doesn't necessarily. I mean, I got some pretty long legs on me.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Man.
Well, I think some of your grandkids call you Granddaddy Long Legs.
It's got everything to do with the inseam, Bob.
Is that what it is?
Not the outseam.
It's the in?
It goes with the inseam.
All right, fine. Come on, Doozy.
That a boy, good job. Didn't chase after that off-speeder.
Yep.
Pass ball wouldn't make me too mad right now either. I was going to have to get on his horses, get in there. Cause
Perry Hall checking in. Perry says it's nice to hear Fort Recovery Radio at the end of a work
PH day. PH down in Atlanta. He is a dodgeball maniac.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, don't help him. Don't help him.
Yep, swung at him one low right there.
And it appears Perry's pretty darn good at that.
No, I mean, he's every day. He's not that good. He would
come in fourth between the four of us.
Yeah.
If Perry would have been there in the mid-80s.
When he'd have
went home. Yeah, he'd have went home crying every night.
Yeah. I guarantee you don't throw as hard as dad did.
That'd be impossible.
No.
I always wanted to be on his dad team when we was playing dodgeball.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Got him looking right there. Break for the Indians. Alec goes down looking. We get a runner over 90 feet away from the plate. Nothing to show for it. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Indians trail 2-0. No runs.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Covey.
All right, here we go. We're back, ready for the bottom of the fifth inning. It's going to go 8-9-1 for the Salina Bulldogs. And we got a new pitcher on the mound, Troy Homan, coming out there taking over for Jackson Irving. And that closes the books for Jackson. He gave up a couple of runs, unearned, and you know, but all in all, pitched pretty good, Bob.
Absolutely. I guarantee you, Coach, I could be happy with the job that Jackson did. And Wyatt Benn goes out to right field now, take over for right field.
Benny out there. All right. We're put that in the book right now. So he takes over for Riggs Toby. Riggs didn't go anywhere else, right? Still Jackson or Marcus behind the plate.
Looks like Kale is now in center.
Somebody's going out and left.
Yep.
Kale Ramel goes to center field. Homan comes in from center field to go to pitcher. Riggs Toby goes from right field to left field.
Riggs is okay, Riggs is in left field.
Pudge is way ahead of us, ain't he?
Yes, how does he know that? How does he know that? Somebody, maybe he got a little bug in his ear?
Maybe he watches.
You think?
And they're going out.
You sure that's why I've been out in right field?
We're shoving popcorn in our mouth between innings.
He's wearing number 5. Whoever it is out there in right field is wearing number 5. That's why it's number on our roster.
That's why I've been. All right. What happened?
Right.
Marcus take one off the old...
Bowen.
Marcus down Ooh. There. I think he might have got one in the old Diamond and Rubies.
Did he get twig and berries?
I think he did. He's looking up at the sky.
Marcus is like, I knew I should have...
Riggs, come on in. You're up.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's
you
just
can't. A... You just got to regroup a little bit.
That's pretty easy to say from up here.
Yeah, like Bobby's ever been hit that hard. The old
Are you serious? I caught 4 years in Little League.
Pony he was third baseman in Little League.
I caught. Kenny 10 pitched, and we rotate. And I caught Kenny 10's... He couldn't throw. You know, he's wild.
He only caught one out of 7 because the other ones, the rest of them was to the left, to the right, over your head.
Hit Marcus Collins in the head.
Nice pitch right there by Troy. 1-1 now. Indians trail by 2. Blaine Eller, the batter. Ooh, just a bit outside.
It looked pretty nice, didn't it?
Yeah, it looked good.
I got a tweet here from Mick McClurg,
the Mouse Man.
I posted the score. He said, is this the ice hockey game?
Yeah, no kidding.
Mick with a sense of humor. Coming out of nowhere.
Who'd have thought that? McClurg cracking jokes. I'd have never thought that.
Here comes a 2-2. Big pitch for Troy. Inside. Ball 3. What is Troy doing with that delayed step? Can you see that?
Louis Tiant. Yeah,
I saw that.
He didn't do that last year.
No, something new.
He didn't do it there. Gets a piece of it, fouls it back
like
to the screen.
It's like the Big P used to pitch a softball. Now you see it, now you don't. Remember
oh,
that?
Yeah.
Rope-a-dope?
I did.
Yeah. He'd always fake.
Get a fake pitch.
Oh, man. God, I miss that guy.
What a moron.
He would be 30 feet behind pitcher's mound by the time the ball got close to home plate. Oh, curveball gets away. Now, Marcus going to have to hustle to get that one because good. He makes a turn, and he's going to hold down there at first base. So there's a ball gets away from Marcus.
Really makes it tough to run after those balls after you.
No doubt about it.
Take a rolling.
That was a ball. He didn't swing at it,
no,
did he?
No.
It was a ball anyway, so he made it. Base on balls, that's going to bring Zach. Is that Gerber?
Yep.
To the plate.
Graber.
Quick throw over to first. Bo's got him down there.
I say it's Graber.
Okay. Could be Graber.
I think it might be.
Because Graber is Reuben.
I think it is Graber. Yeah. It's not Gerber, that's for sure.
No.
Because it's E&R the other way around.
Oh, nice bunt right there. Troy comes up, fields it. Fires down to bow 10.
All right.
Gets the out. Nice sacrifice bunt right there by Grieber. Moves the runner over to second base. Nice play by Troy. 1-3, one out. And we roll back to the top to Quinn Andrew.
To run down Miss Sunwall Friday, huh? That'd be a good one. Maybe we'll go to the bowling alley afterwards.
Union City Bowling
Alley?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a good pizza there one time. That's how I remember teams. Now what? Another balk. Another balk. Now we're going to move the runner over to third.
Boy.
That's two balks here that cost us potentially.
Well, he looked and got the sign, and he dropped the ball. And umpire.
Easy call there.
So if you drop the ball, it's a balk?
Yeah. Must be. Now they got their third run 90 feet away with one out. That pitch is a little high.
I gotta look at the rules on that.
Yeah, I don't know the rules. Somebody tell us. We need Coach Etzler. We need the umpire back here to let us know.
Oh, yeah. He's like the, what's the guy on NFL guy? Uh-oh.
That one's hit high. Coming into center field to Kale. Kale coming home. This is going to be a skipper at home. Just meets the – that was a nice throw by Kale. Nice job by Marcus Garkey. And it was a good tag by Quinn Andrew. And down over to first he goes. And actually it was Blaine Eller.
Yep.
That was a big time throw by Kale Rammel. One hopper.
One hopper to the home
just
plate.
All right.
So that's a sacrifice by Andrew. He scores and gets an RBI.
Garkey made a dive at him and was just a hair late.
Dang. Nobody on now.
Ball one on the first one.
No hits in this inning either. It's a killer. Indians with a couple of errors. That pitch a little high and inside. Come on, Troy, settle down. He's probably got a little bit of them jitters too right now.
Plus, he might be frozen.
No, he's got a hand warmer. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Nice pitch right there. Blew one right past him. Two balls in the strike now to Nick Steinbrenner.
Might as well
he flew
get
out
right
to the right fielder the first time up, and then he grounded out to the pitcher his last time up. Ooh, off speeder. A little bit low right there. Three balls in a strike. Come on, Troy. Bring the heat. One out here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians down to their last couple chances here. We need to hold him. That's going to hit him right in the back. So he goes down to first base, hit by a pitch. Slider with three runs on two hits. They've stranded a couple so far. They struck out four times in this ball game, and they've walked to Weiss so far. Must Bobby missed one, two, three times. Indians pitchers have give them free passes three times so far. That's going to bring Dylan Feaster to the plate.
Feaster.
Can't be anymore.
Spencey cracking a joke.
Where'd he come from?
One of us has to say it wrong every time.
Turn that guy's mic off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what do you mean?
Quick throw back to first. 3-0 ball game. Indians need to get some work done here. Get out of this inning. Get the bats rolling. I don't know what's going on back here. Umpire a little bit. Talking over here to the line of Bulldogs. I don't know what was going on.
thought maybe there's mosquitoes flying around his face.
There ain't a mosquito within 1,000 miles of this place. There goes the runner. That's going to get away from Marcus Garkey, and he could end up at third base. He's going to take off and try it. Come on, Marcus, throw him out. Throw down the grid. Oh, my God. The ball beat him down there, and I think he pulled his hand back just in time for Brock to miss the tag, and he went right around him, I think.
He was when Brock walked away from the ball, the guy still hadn't touched the base yet.
I thought he was safe, too.
I thought he was safe.
Did he miss him? I thought he was safe, too, Bobby.
I thought he got him.
Well, the ball definitely beat the throw down there, the runner down there, but nice job sliding in there. He kept his eyes open and kind of pulled his left hand back and stuck it in there with the right.
Good now, Marcus.
Yeah, Marcus got to work hard now. Otherwise, it's going to be a 4-0 ball game.
Troy's having trouble with this control. Boy.
No control right now. That's right. Bulldogs are letting him have it a little bit, too. And Troy's just got to bear down and throw strikes.
There's his pitch.
Gets one right there on the inside edge for a strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Indians still goose eggs on the scoreboard. Bulldogs scored 1 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th here so far, and looking to score another one if they can get that runner at third across home plate. Indians doing everything to keep him down there because I'm not sure 3 is. If we can score 3.
I remember about, I don't know, it was 5 years ago or so when we first started doing games on the radio. We had an extra inning game here. Remember that, Spencer? It was cold. I think we went 9 innings here.
Did we have flurries? Didn't we have flurries?
I didn't remember that it went extra innings, but I knew it was cold because I was out there and not in here.
Oh, hits him in the back. Thumps him.
Wow, right between the 1 and 0.
Coach going to have to get Troy out of this ballgame, I think. Yeah. Here he comes out of the dugout. I see him.
At least talk to him a little bit.
Yeah.
Give him a little bit of a...
So now, runners at 1st and 3rd, which makes things even more interesting when you're the opposing team and can do a delayed steal. All kinds of options. Coach Ike coming out here to talk to his young pitcher. You want to take a break here while we're out here talking? And we'll be back. See what Coach Ike does.
Miracle Lanes has 2 great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or 6 pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or 6 pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
All right, Coach, I'm going to let Troy in there, try to get out of this jam. He's got runners at 1st and 3rd. 2 outs. Xander Jones now at the plate.
I got a few texts here. Todd Homan said you can't drop the ball if your foot's on the rubber. That's a balk.
No doubt of that. That's probably what Troy
I got a text here from
even
Jody.
Even if your hand's frozen?
How about Jody Wendell checking in?
Jody's checking in on the boys?
She's listening for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah. She ain't been in the game. Yeah. That's right. That's awesome.
Probably heard plenty of games on the archives.
Absolutely.
Hadn't heard one live.
That pitch right there, in there, just in a nick of time for Troy. One, no balls and a strike. Come on, Troy, get out of this mess.
Come on, Troy.
There goes the runner. There goes, it's a ground ball over to, got to make a nice play, Alex. Doozy. Come on.
Good play, Doozy.
Gets him by a half a step down here at first base, and no worries for Alex. Alex says, I got this. Scooped it up, fired him down, saved us a run. Now the Indians got to get the bats going, folks. We're down by 3. We got 2 more chances left. We'll go to the top of the 6th. Indians trail 3-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it. Because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
This is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. When you or someone you love is discharged from the hospital and still needs additional medical treatment at home, Calp Pharmacy can provide everything you need, from IV medications and hospital beds to lift chairs, walkers, and bedside commodes. Visit Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, here we go. Top of the sixth inning. Slana coming out with a new pitcher on the mound. Looks like a sophomore, Ethan Bryant, taking over on the bump here for Coach Dorner. And the Indians going to go Riggs Toby and then roll back to the top, Landon Post and Troy Holman, first three batters. And I think this is big. Riggs needs to get on here for us and get that leadoff guy. We've only had one time we got the leadoff guy on. We got him over to third base, and that was in the fifth inning here when Bo Tin led off with a walk. I'd be tickled with a walk right here if Riggs could get down to first base.
Bryant for Graber. Close the book on Andrew Quinn, Calpe, and he was tough, wasn't he? Quinn Andrew, I mean.
He was very impressive, yeah. Had nice work with his off-speed pitch, threw a nice Uncle Charlie, like you said, early in the game, and still had some zip on that ball in the last inning yet. He might have threw 70 pitches.
Yeah, I'd say maybe. I'd say you're right.
Ballparkish?
Yep.
Ballparkish? All right, here we go. Big at bat right here for Riggs Toby.
Come on, Riggs.
We need to get one, maybe two back here. Be big. How's that heater?
Let's get a hit first, then we'll.
Little sidearm hurdler right there from Ethan Bryant.
Well, now the catcher's
gonna. He's going out there to double check with his signs and.
Yeah, exactly.
Bryant kind of came off the side of that, threw a little breaking ball in there for a strike right to Riggs and get a different look at that pitcher. That one's high and inside. One ball, one strike.
I was talking to Don Kemper,
the Dixter,
and he was talking about the troubles of getting umpires in baseball.
Man, I read a big article.
And he was saying that this year, you know, with the rain outs and it is just going to be, he said he doesn't doubt that there will be games done with one umpire.
Wow.
Well, I thought I saw if every varsity and JV team played, there was 14 officials left to cover. So nobody could
be
sick.
Get him on there.
Three balls, one strike here. Yeah, I read a big article about that, too. And
You coming out of retirement?
I'm not an umpire.
Yeah, but you could.
I could umpire, too. I wouldn't be very good at it.
That would be great.
Cheat.
That was low.
Ooh!
Mm. Tobin, come on, brother.
Well, you said it was low. And make Dave mad, so he called that a strike.
He probably heard me.
To spite you.
If he was an inch taller, that would have been a ball.
Yeah, if you'd agree.
Here comes the 3-2. Swung on and pulled that baby foul.
Could hit the skid loader.
Going all the way back to the skidster. Might get him yet.
If you get a, they say if you get a loose ball, you get a slice of pizza.
Oh, look at him fighting.
Look at him.
A little bit ago, I heard him say a gumball, but.
Is that what it is? I knew he did something.
Come on, Riggs. Big pitch here. Come on, baby. Ooh, jammed that one off of him. Right back over to the pitcher. Pitcher picks it up.
That's unbelievable.
Look at Riggs. Riggs is like, are you kidding me?
First of all, he didn't realize it was fair, but it didn't make any difference.
No, he was trying to protect himself.
Yeah, it was coming right at him.
He was still standing there. And
goes off his bat. Goes fair, and it's an out.
Yep.
How's that?
Yep.
That was ball four big time, and he kind of turned and hit it with his hat, with his bat.
Watch a bunt here. Watch a bunt.
Ooh, I like that.
We need a runner. That one's outside. One ball, no strikes, one out here. Top of the sixth inning, Indians trail 3-0. Indians hitless, folks. We need to get somebody in the hit column here.
We're at the top of the order here, right?
We are. We're rolling back to the top.
Okay, let's go.
That pitch right down the heart of the plate. One ball, one strike to Landon Post. Landon 0-for-2. Struck out swinging his first time up and then grounded out to the third baseman last time at the plate. There's a hard hit ball. Foul down the right field line. That could have been a stinger, too, Bobby.
Yeah, that one.
Yep.
Got all fuel handles.
Where's Gary Raspberry's new hat? Let me see your new hat.
That one's low. Ball. Two balls, two strikes.
Seattle Mariners' new hat.
Man, we need a runner bad, right, folks.
How about that? Is that a Seattle Mariners' new hat?
That's the original.
Oh, it's the original. It's like the old pitchfork. There's a hard hit ball down to the third baseman. Third baseman bobbles it, comes up, fires over to first base, and he is off the bag. I think that's a base hit, folks.
E5.
E5, Bobby says. It was a hard hit ball that landed hit down to the third baseman. It kind of rolled off the bottom of his glove. He was right there. Let's see what the official scoreboard does. They give him a hit.
They did give him a hit?
That's what it says. No, they did not. They
E5. Took it back. Raz says E5.
Took it back. E5.
Come on, Troy.
Troy Boyd down at the plate. Rudder at first. Quick throw back to first. Bob Stark, number 17, first baseman for the Bulldogs.
Todd Hum wants to know if we're going to stop anywhere.
Is he here?
Yep.
That one swung on and fouled back to the screen. Come on, boys. We need a big inning here.
Well, they have a few restaurants here in Salina, a few bars.
We got to get one for recovery.
Amen, brother.
What are you looking for, like a Ponderosa Steakhouse?
Another quick throw over to first.
Well, we have great pizza, and actually, Brick Street Tavern has pretty darn good steaks.
Ooh, breaking ball outside. Troy Boy now.
Come on, Troy.
A little bit ahead. Two balls and a strike.
I think Troy's going to line him up right here.
Yep.
I had a pizza from the carryout the other night. First time in a while.
Pretty good.
They
sell a bunch of pizza.
I had a deluxe with jalapenos. That one's high and outside. Three balls and a strike now. Come on, Troy.
Well, he's going to throw one right where Troy wants it, and Troy's going to.
I think you got to be picky here yet. I think you got to be picky here and get two on with one out.
Yeah.
3-4-5 up after.
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's go that way. And then if he gets a strike, then he'll put one in the spot.
Popped him straight up. Get out of play. Third baseman makes the play. That'll go down as a pop foul. The third baseman. Out number two, and that's going to bring Brock Deuce to the plate with Cale Rammel on deck. Deucey 0 for 2, struck out swinging his first time up and then grounded back to the pitcher last time up.
Let's improve on that.
Come on, Bruiser. Must have made a cut at that one.
Yeah, he said he went around. I didn't think he did, but I'm not the umpire.
Two outs here. Top of the sixth inning. Indians trail by 3. Swinging a miss right there on an off-speeder. Way out in front, and his head looking straight over in the dugout. Keep your head on her, Brock. Keep your head on her. Kind of look like my golf swing.
Lift your head up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just want to watch it. There goes the runner. Hit and run on. Fielded over by the first baseman. First baseman goes over to the first, or the pitcher goes over to the first baseman for out number 3, and that's going to do it for the Indians here in the top half of the sixth. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. Indians trail 3-0.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, we're back here. Indians got to get a 1-2-3 inning out of Troy Homan and try to get the goose egg up and try to get back in here and get the bats rolling. Indians hitless so far in this ball game, folks. And a lot of little dribblers back to the pitcher. And
Calpe Fort Recovery lost a legend. Bob Vondahar passed away, I seen. And Bob was, everybody knows, Vondahar Market, meat processing out there. And
there is a popped up ball
off the dugout.
How old was Bob?
Bob was 87 years old.
87 years old.
I didn't think he was that old.
Bob's wife, Joanne.
Yep.
And his daughter, Karen, and son, Dave.
They live over at Hidden Shores.
Yeah, Lou, Grand Lake. So.
I've seen
Diane, too. Had three kids. Okay.
I think she died.
There is early. A hard ground ball.
Foul ball.
Foul ball down the first baseline. That was close.
I got to see Bob at least once or twice a year ever since he moved over there. So he was always just one of my absolute favorite people in Fort Recovery.
He was a good guy. Yep, that's absolutely true.
And I have the clock that always hung behind the meat counter.
Come on, Marcus. Come on, Marcus. Got to get it. Fire him down to first. And he's going to reach first base.
Them are killers.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss. Gets away from Marcus. Marcus couldn't find it quick enough. Runner reaches at first base after a strikeout. Let's see here. One, two. Jackson struck out two in the first. He struck out one in the third. Jackson had three strikeouts. Troy had one, two so far. Bulldogs doing a nice job at the plate. Only four Ks. I think the Indians, though, they've only got four Ks. So, runner at first. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning, Indians trail 3-0.
Check swing over the net, back to the fans. Go, Troy.
Be a nice time to roll maybe a deuce.
Yep. Troy just can't.
Well, I don't know.
His curveball. He can't get his curveball over his plate.
It's like he's taking too much off of it or something. I don't know how to say it, but it's every one of them lands about right at the front edge of home plate.
Come on, Levin.
First base, Jack Osson. He'll have to dive back safely. Token tag by 10 and the count.
We've had that guy there doing the bases, boys.
He's
Himmelgarn. Huh?
Yeah, Jack Himmelgarn. Yeah, he was a Coldwater's quarterback about 6-8 years ago, I think, or something like that.
Swing and a miss right there.
Troy His brother was.
Now we got a guy in a pickle. Bo down to second, and we get him.
Good job.
So nice job right there by the Indians. We get the out right there. So let's see.
That helps.
Jack Hassan, yeah. He's the one that reached
Nice down play there. Down there by Bo 10. Bo.
Yeah, Bo fired it down to second. Nice job by Marcus.
And he needs to get the double play. Oh, no, I guess it just picked him off.
Yeah, he's still batting. Yeah, one ball, one strike.
Now they're all in pitch.
All right, good stretch.
Now we'll be 1-2. Post 1-1, now 1-2.
1-2. Troy on the mound. One away here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Allstetter the batter. Baumstark is the guy on deck.
Strike three. I think they got discombobulated. I think Dave missed the foul ball.
Yep. I believe that's right.
Don't know, folks.
The guy beside me said he thought it was strike three, too.
Yep. And Jack Hemmelgarten was coming in, and he gave it the thumb.
Oh, very good. So Allstetter goes down with...
Boys, I guarantee you Tommy Galdean caught that.
Tommy G?
I guarantee you Tommy Galdean had that as a strikeout.
Yep.
Good job, Tommy G.
Or we do have the cutest bat boy in the league.
So we got it there.
Ike's kid. He's looking
really?
At that little crapper. He just high-fived him when he went into the dugout, too. Maybe his little boy caught the strike three.
Could have.
Look at him. Yeah, I love it.
He can't even reach his hands to the top of the fence.
Nobody's out there for batting. He never went in.
Was he?
Yep. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm thinking 20 years ago or so, there was some sort of thing like that on a major league game.
Oh, it happens.
And some Stogler boys called in to Bob Grumpy.
Yep.
It happens. And, nice play, Bo 10. Hard hit ground ball down to first baseline. Bo Diddley
Indians.
Scoops her up, steps on the bag, three up, three down, and now the Indians
got
work to do. Yeah, we got three outs to get three runs. Let's see if the Indians can do her here. Going into the top of the seventh, Indians trail 3-0.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the Indians' last at bat here. We've got to come up with 3 runs. Cale Rammel going to lead us off. Coming up on Friday night, 5 o'clock, Bobby and Al B down at Missinewall Valley. Indians going to go down there and play the old Blackhawks. Been a while since I've been to Missinewall's baseball field. And then on Saturday, we travel to Crestview. Indians open up 3 on the road. They're just like the Reds, folks. Can't open up at home. We got to open up on the road. Saturday at noon, we play Crestview Knights. That one's going to be a tough one for me to make, boys. I'm not sure I'll be up that one.
I'm looking at the Holly Gann's Fort Carey Athletics tweet. That's nice how she has the score update on the Fort Carey website. Good job, Holly.
Oh, that is cool. You know, I think I saw her down there. I thought I saw Holly.
Yeah.
First pitch there, outside, ball one.
Come on, Cale.
Let's see what happens if we can get somebody on and make a little action here. Ethan Bryant on the mound here. For the Bulldogs, he took over for Quinn Andrew, who pitched a stellar ball game.
Did you by any chance see the dude get punched yesterday?
The dude get punched. Oh, Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Well, actually, no.
No.
Not
but
live.
I did see it today.
Yeah.
And I had my heart burned. I was actually in bed.
Yep.
And Lucian said that Will Smith punched him. Was you watching it?
I wasn't, no.
There's a ground ball up the middle. That's going to be a base hit.
Good job,
Cale Rammel with a base hit up the middle. Indians get 1 base hit so far in this ball game, and he'll be at first base. Nice job, Cale Rammel.
I like it.
Clean base hit up the middle.
Absolutely.
Come on, Bo. Back to back.
Let's get a big rally.
Never say never, folks.
Indians rally.
Cal Ramo averages 18 points a game in basketball this year. He had one heck of a game against Lima Perry there to end the season. He had, what did he have, 27 that night?
Yeah, he was.
They couldn't stop the man.
No, he was fabulous.
Fun to watch.
He will be a Hall of Famer in the league.
Yes.
That's how good he is.
Yes.
Pretty solid round ball player. O-10 takes inside.
He's not too bad at football either.
Yeah, pretty good quarterback. Wonder if he'll be quarterback again this year.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm assuming. Right?
Well, I'd like to see somebody as a quarterback and have him as a receiver.
No.
Tall, great hands. That's what I want.
Neil, turn your mic off, Neil.
Why would I turn my mic off?
He's a great quarterback.
He's an all-league quarterback.
One ball, one strike. You guys get along. That's why I sit between you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Will Smith him.
There goes the runner. Catcher comes up firing down the second. No way. Yeah, I was going to say, if he calls him out, I'm coming through the glass, folks.
I'm the old trailing 3-0 stolen base.
Hey, got to be aggressive.
Says we got to go.
Trying to stay warm.
No, I think you got to get a...
Yep.
Come on, Bo.
I understand. Yep. I understand.
Try to make something happen. I like it.
Getting rid of the force out at second. Yep. Come on, Bo. Two balls and a strike now. 2-1 pitch. The breaking pitch. It's outside. The count now 3-1. A little bit outside. 3-1 now.
Tying run on deck
with Kendrick Wendell. Nobody out here as the Indians bat for the seventh time. Indians need three to keep this game going. Tim Bryant.
Right hand, 3-1 pitch.
All right, inside, ball four.
I like it.
Good start for the Indians. Best start of the game so far. Third walk given up by the Salina Bulldogs in this ball game.
Time is called.
I think if we get a few games into this season.
Coach Dorner coming out to the mound to talk to his right-hander, Calpe, and Indians put a little heat on him here. First time today.
Well, I think he'll probably keep this young man in this ball game with a 3-0 lead, but His lead strap's going to be pretty short. Donner doesn't like to lose a game. He's up 3-0, but he only needs three outs. But
well, I hope this is where it starts. But I think, as I'm going to say here, I think Cale, then Bo, then Kendrick. Somewhere this season, that's going to be very far into the season. That's going to be
we've got some pretty good hitters up front. Somebody. Yeah, we got some pretty good hitters up there. Landon and Troy.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, when those guys get on, these guys are going to get them in. They're going to hit.
Strong we got a new guys. Pitcher, so let's take a break.
We are going to make a switch. Back. Looks like big tall young man.
Break Spencey, come
right
back.
Number 10 coming in there, Dylan Feaster.
Feaster.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, the Indians chase Ethan Bryan off the mound here, and they bring in Dylan Feaster to try to finish this game out. And I'm hoping Kendrick was watching what I was watching, because he better be sitting on a fastball right here. And here it comes, and he was. Good job.
Yeah, he was.
He could not get that breaking ball to come across that plate, but he had a good snap on his fastball. So Kendrick was paying attention right there, and just a little bit tardy on that swing. Here comes the next pitch. That's high. One ball, one strike. He was having troubles with that control warming up there, and I'm sure it's a little tough when you're stiff and cold. And
yeah, this kid throws hard, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he throws a pretty...
He's the hardest thrower of the day.
I heard Pudge say that he threw a lot last year for him, so... That's his money pitch.
So we're cheating off of Ron Brunswick's scouting?
Yep. Well, he must have. He probably did some games for him last year, and saw him pitch a few times.
Yep. Nothing wrong with stealing.
Come on, Kendrick. Come on, kid.
One ball, two strikes. Come on, Kendrick. Be ready. Here comes the fast one. Nope. Threw him the curveball. A little bit high. Kendrick gets a piece of it. Fouls it back to the screen.
That
one ball, two strikes.
That had to look like a softball coming in there.
After those fastballs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, Kendrick.
He's going to get another speed pitch right here. Here comes the number one.
Two on, no out. Top of seven. Indians trailing 3-0.
Pass ball, anything. Give us a little spark here. Give us a little spark.
A little tall.
Yeah, he's throwing that baby high 80s.
I don't know about that, but he's in the 80s.
He's in the 80s. Two runners on the base pass right now. Brandon went second. Go 10 over at first. By far the quickest pitch we've seen. Two balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Got him right there, chasing one a little low. Out of dirt by Nick Steinberg, so that'll be the first
out of the inning. Wow. Let's see if it was fouled off. I don't think it was.
I didn't think he touched it, no.
Kendrick.
So strikeout number one.
Come on, Marcus.
Here in the inning, and that's going to be strikeout number five for the Indians so far in this ballgame, and that's going to move Marcus Garkey here to the plate. Runners at first and second. Indians got one hit in this inning so far. Cale led us off with a base hit up the middle and followed by a walk by Bo Tin to give us runners at first and second. Nobody out. Kendrick comes up. Gets punched out swinging. That one's high and inside the Garkey. Alex Deuce on deck. Top half of inning seven. And Vanny Salina
right now 3-0. Now back in the batter's box again will be Marcus Garkey. Might get on for Alex. Alex, that's some good
time. Yeah, absolutely. Inside. Just a little inside. One ball, one strike now. Two balls and a strike right now. Come on, Garks. Marcus Garkey. Love to see the bases loaded. One out here in the top of seven. Easter again from the stretch. Ramble and Tim will take their leads. Now the pitch is on the way. That's foul back. Got a piece of it. Found him back. Yep. Found him back. A couple balls and a couple strikes to
Marcus Garkey. I'm having fun just listening to Pudge.
He's pretty good, Ian.
He's pretty good. Jesus. But he's not a homer. I want homers. Nothing advantage
here on opening night. I wouldn't hire him if he was the last guy on the board.
I would. You would love I'd hire him. I'd let him do it.
That one's low.
That one's low.
Oh, there's a ball. All right, boys.
Tell you what, Hemi's out there. He's watching like a hawk on these balks, folks.
Yep.
So now.
Now, did that pitch count?
No.
Okay.
Nope, dead ball.
Come on now. Come on, kid.
Here we go. How about a pass ball here?
How about a base hit?
Oh, that's even better.
Come on, Garks.
There it is.
Garks gets a piece of it. Hits a rocket. I never saw it. Oh, man, I tell you what. That was right there, hit on the screws by Marcus Garkey, and that center fielder never had to move, folks.
Line drive, hard shot.
Hardest hit ball in the day.
He just now be getting to it. If that would have hit
come
the
on,
gap.
Come on, Doozy.
That center fielder would just now be getting to it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. But
if it would have got past him, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, come we'd have definitely scored two if that would have got by him. But right at him. That brings Alex Deuce to the plate. Last shot here for the Indians. First one outside, ball one.
Riggs says, give me a shot, boys.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Riggs on deck. Bulldogs scored one in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth. That's all three runs here so far in this ballgame. Indians picked up their first hit of the game to lead off this inning. That's high and inside by Cale Ramel, number two.
Well, the game has been identical. The only problem is that the Indians shot themselves in the foot, yep. And I think they might have three unearned runs. I don't know.
I don't think that they have an earned run, yes. I think they're all unearned.
Yep. So, you know. All right. Taking all the way here. Buddy.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Three balls, no strikes here to Alex Deuce. Feaster on the mound now thinking, I got to throw a strike. He's got to throw more than one. He's going to have to throw three in a row.
Taking all the way.
Yeah, Alex not even hardly in the box there, right down the poop chute.
Now he's ready.
I'd watch this one, too.
Not me.
Huh?
Kid's a good hitter. I'm swinging
here. He's a good hitter, but I'm saying he's having a little bit of control troubles. Swings and gets a piece of it, takes it back to the fence.
Let's go, Alex.
Now, full count, two outs, runners at second and third, Indians down by three. He is the tying run at the plate.
Oh, right down the middle.
Yeah, well, right down the middle.
Yep.
Alex takes it looking, and that's going to do it tonight for game number one. Indians going to fall to the Salina Bulldogs 3-0. We'll be back in a minute to wrap it up.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, April 3rd at the Fire Hall. That's right, they'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. The tickets are pre-sale only and are available from any of the firefighters. And be sure to grab a couple of extra dinners for a quick meal during the week. Get your tickets now, then stop down on Sunday afternoon, April 3rd, from 4 to 6 and pick up your chicken dinners. Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 3rd, from 4 to 6. Get your tickets now from any Fort Recovery firefighter.
All right, we're back to wrap things up here. Game number one goes against the Fort Recovery Indians. The Bulldogs take this one 3-0 here. And Bobby, you know, I saw some good things. Out of the purple and white tonight. We saw a nice starting pitching effort by Jackson Irving, and he did fine. Now, the Indians didn't have their bats going, but nor did Salina. Salina only had two hits tonight, and they got a couple of runs all unearned and a couple little boots here and there, and that's what won the game for him. So for the Indians, we had zero runs. We had one hit, Cale Ramel, our only guy with a base hit tonight. We stranded five. We had two on base there in the seventh inning. We struck out six times. We walked three times. We committed two errors in tonight's ball game. For this line of Bulldogs, they ended up with three runs on two hits. They only stranded a couple of guys. They did not commit an error tonight, but we really didn't give them a whole lot to make errors on too much. But they struck out six times, they walked three times, and they were hit twice by, actually, I think that's probably Troy hit both of them, I think, there late in the game. But for them guys, they had, let's see, who had a base hit for Salina? Dylan Feaster, who ended up coming in and getting the save. He had a base hit, and the other one was by Alstetter.
Yep.
There's your two base hits for the Salina Bulldogs. Coming up Friday night, Bubba, we go down to Massinawa Valley to play the Blackhawks. That's a 5 p.m. start, and then on Saturday we're heading to Crestview for a 12 noon start against the Knights of Crestview.
I would guess that Coach Ike would be happy with the Indians tonight. I mean, we didn't hit the ball like one or two, but it's tough conditions out there, and the Indians battled back in the seventh. We had them right. We had two on. We had no outs. One big hit, we hit a rocket out there in left field.
Absolutely.
And the game's completely different.
Oh, so, absolutely. That thing was...
One thing I liked is that we did not give up. We battled in the seventh.
We sure did.
We fell short, but you know what? We'll come back and get them Friday.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
shot out the center field. If that's 20 feet left or right,
yep,
that falls in there. But
you got to take right the positives away fielder. From this game.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm sure that's what Coach is doing. So for Bobby and I, we'll let Neil wrap things up here after we're done, but we'll see you Friday night. Maybe you can make her down to the game. Hopefully it's warmer.
Yep.
We'll see once. Yep. But for Bob Stogler and Dave Kalp and Neil Spencer, we'll be back Friday night.
Been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.